Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday, returning after a week's adjournment to start a three-week sitting period this time, going through till Thursday, April the 5th, ahead of the Easter holiday weekend. Tuesday will start as usual with question time before the government puts the House to work on its bills. Top of the order paper is likely to be the search and surveillance bill. It's still in its committee stage and the government will be wanting to make progress for reasons now explained by Rhys Lyon.
This is a bill that caused so much fuss at the end of the last parliament when the opposition blocked a government move to push it through without it going to a select committee. The result was a temporary measure that allowed police investigations using covert video surveillance cameras to continue. But as Justice Minister Judith Collins told the House last week, time's running out.
If this bill does not get through, on the 17th of April, all police covert surveillance is turned off. All of it. That's it. Nothing else. That's it. It's gone.
Reminding Labor that they wrote the legislation back in 2008, Judith Collins said it still had their support, except for one thing. It allows the Serious Fraud Office to exercise search powers without the constraints that apply to other agencies, including the police. Something of major concern to Labor's David Parker.
In New Zealand, there is one glaring exception to pretty good laws in terms of media freedoms, and that relates to the Serious Fraud Office. The Serious Fraud Office can issue a production order or an examination order against the press from their own office. They don't need any judicial oversight.
David Parker's Labor colleague Leanne Dalzell said that could have a chilling effect on whistleblowers who rely on the media to keep their identities secret.
The one thing that protects people from the public's, protects people from being ripped off by finance companies and things like that, are when the media are threatened by, with defamation suits if they are to expose these goings on, and if they know that information that they've received in confidence can in fact be disclosed to the Serious Fraud Office and held by them, then that's going to make it very, very difficult for people to come forward and be as open with them as they possibly can.
Leanne Dalzell's fears were dismissed by National's Simon Bridges.
There are actually very good reasons, there is a strong rationale for giving the Serious Fraud Office different and in fact increased powers than a whole lot of other state agencies such as the police have. And the reason for that is this. Actually, day in, day out, the Serious Fraud Office are dealing with exceptionally complex white-collar crime that cannot easily be solved. It is being perpetrated by very sophisticated customers, and the SFO actually does need, I'm sorry to say, when they are dealing with these people, the sort of powers that they have had and I think should continue to have.
But Simon Bridges failed to reassure David Parker, who said the media's powers to investigate wrongdoing would be hampered if their sources were put at risk.
And that's why this is so important. So the amendment that is in my name extends the same protections that are there for the media in respect of the police, now that they're getting this additional power, and says that those same controls should be on the Serious Fraud Office. And I think it's patently clear they should be.
David Parker's amendment, however, failed to survive the vote after New Zealand First joined the government to defeat it by 70 votes to 48.
That report from Rhys Lyon. On Wednesday is the fortnightly turn for backbenchers to have the run of the debating chamber, with the government retiring to allow progress on local, private and members' bills, while in the committee rooms, 13 meetings are scheduled for next week. Among them, the Finance and Expenditure Committee will be looking at this year's budget policy statement in Room 1 in Bowen House from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. That's on Wednesday. And on the same day, the Māori Affairs Committee will be briefed on tobacco control and Māori between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. in Room 6, and that's in Parliament House, also on Wednesday. Meantime, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.